Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
That is so vile, I can't even tell you. But this is exactly who this corrupt cabal is. I told you yesterday we had primaries. Ohio is too close to call. Chris Kobach seems to be taking on the incumbent governor, Collier, in Kansas. It's too close to call. I mean, it's just insane what's going on right now. But here you have a congressman who, is tipping off his son, tipping off his son's fiance, tipping off his son's fiance's mother, his son's fiance's father, his son's friends, and of course, he's tipping off Tom Price, our Health and Human Services Secretary. And what's really interesting about all these guys, Tom Price ended up being our Health and Human Services Secretary, just like Wilbur Ross, the former vice president of the Bank of Cyprus, very famous for money laundering Russian money. And now you got Manafort on trial, and Manafort's, everything that they talk about in this trial is, and he got transfers from Cyprus. Transfers from Cyprus all came from the Cyprus bank, the Cypriot bank, Wilbur Ross. I mean, it's just so unbelievable. Okay, so now you could add one more to the cabal. We thought that Tom Price was dirty, but it turns out that not only was our Health and Human Services Secretary dirty, but this Congressman Chris Collins, who was also on the transition team. When are we going to start hearing Tom Barrack's name? Tom Barrack, who headed up the transition, remember that? And did the inaugural and what the money, came roaring in. Oh, the whole thing is so, like I said yesterday, everybody around Trump has to be dirty. It's the only people he feels comfortable around are people that slime and cheat and steal and are corrupt. And I told you yesterday, corruption itself is on the ballot. Stop this red and blue thing, okay? Although I will say the red ones are the most gullible. The blue ones are fighting their hearts out to try and hold accountable the red ones who have been corrupt since the day that they, oh my God. Anyway, this man is so vile, I can't even tell you. Okay, so here he is on several TV shows, and he's defending Donald Trump. Now, this is recently, because this is his reaction to the Helsinki summit, which just about every right-thinking red, white, and blue American, and by that I mean everybody, saw the president kissing Russian ass and saw the president giving Vladimir Putin permission to attack us even more, and said, he said strongly, and he said, powerfully, he didn't do it. And I believe the only freaks that actually defended Donald Trump are the people who are the most corrupt, who are probably in need of a pardon. Right. And one of those guys was Chris Collins, congressman from Buffalo, went on Chris Cuomo's show, and Chris Cuomo was saying, the whole world saw Helsinki. How can you defend what he did there? And Chris Collins has a way.
When you look at how tough Donald Trump has been, when he expelled 60 of their diplomats over the death of those two agents, when you see the sanctions that he's loaded up, when you saw now today, he's the one that approved the indictments of the 12 individuals coming out before he went to Russia. Or went to Helsinki. He has been taking the steps with sanctions and things well beyond anything President Obama did.
Let's take it point by point. He understands
they meddled in our election.
But he said the opposite on the world stage
in
Helsinki.
That's why he misspoke.
And then, now you are saying that he misspoke.
Oh, yeah.
Because before you were making
misspoke.
The case that he didn't want to deal with it because it's better for peace overall.
No,
but now you're saying he got it wrong and he believes that Russia meddled. That's what you're saying now.
Absolutely. He believes Russia meddled.
Okay. We're going to take that
on.
But just one by one. One, you guys in Congress voted 98-2 on those sanctions. The administration slow walked it. We got 100 sources on that. You know Trump was against doing the sanctions. You know he complained.
Oh, I disagree with that.
He complained about the bill and said it was a gross overextension and you were hurting his ability to negotiate.
Yep.
When more sanctions were offered up, he said no to doing them. When it came to getting rid of the diplomats, he fought that and it was slow walked through the Treasury.
Yep.
Those are the facts. It happened, but wasn't at his urging. And neither was that indictment. If you're saying here tonight, Chris, that the president told Rosenstein to put out the indictment? Is that what you're saying?
I am.
Oh, my God. So this man just sat there and lied and said that the president of the United States somehow is instructing the Mueller investigation and that the president is being consulted and asked for his permission to indict Russians as part of the Mueller investigation. What? I mean, the lying that they do just and that's a very fine point, and I understand it. But he better call Saul. Doesn't he even look like Bob Odenkirk? Doesn't he? Oh, my God. I was watching these clips this morning. I was like, oh, my God, better call Saul. And then I went, why am I thinking that? Oh, because he looks like Bob Odenkirk. He's just sitting there freaking lying. And here Chris Cuomo plays Donald Trump's equivocating. And Chris Collins is still going to defend Donald Trump like the good cult member he is, because he's going to need the president. For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.